Mr. Wacky! I took it away!
But they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Kamarkin.
Once again, I thank Rod Roddy and welcome everyone to Press Your Luck. We're going to be talking big bucks today because we got a lot of money and a lot of players and they all want to make some money. So let's meet them without any further ado. The Press Your Luck players for today, starting with our returning champ, Bob Jellicent. Big Bob, $5,000. What a game that was. You pulled it out at the end, didn't you?
Yeah, that was real close.
Wow, I see you got a few more gray hairs, Bob.
I'm sure I do.
What are you going to do with the $5,000?
I recently opened my own dental practice, and I'm going to pay off some loans, and I'm going to give my dental receptionist a pay raise, and this next game is just for me.
All right, now you've taken care of everyone else. You deserve it. All right, Bob, let's meet your competitors, starting with Pamela Richardson. Hiya, Pamela.
Hello.
Pamela, where are you from?
Originally, Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana? Gary, Indiana? Forget it. Gary, Indiana. It's a famous city. How long ago did you leave?
5 years.
Well, actually, seven. Seven. Mm-hmm. Do you like it? Do you now live out in sunny Cal?
Yeah, North Hollywood. I like it.
Yeah?
It's interesting.
Really? You want to make some money?
Of course.
Well, hang around. We'll see what happens, okay? Okay. Good luck to you, Pamela. And let's talk to David Helmholtz. David, you are a real estate consultant. Where do you work, David?
I'm originally from Clearwater Beach, Florida. Mm-hmm. And now the sunshine in Southern California has certainly faded that from my memory.
I understand. So you are here to make some money so you can enjoy more of the sunshine.
I certainly am.
All right. You know how we play the game. Four questions. Your correct answers on your spins of the big board. You give me a correct buzzing answer, three spins. Multiple choice gets you one spin. A lot of bucks, a lot of prizes, a lot of surprises. And here are the questions that start it all. Ready? According to Amy Vanderbilt, when a hostess is planning a cocktail party, how many cocktails per person should she figure on serving? David?
Three.
Is the correct answer three, two, or four, Bob?
I'll agree with three.
Three, says Bob. Pamela, what do you think?
I'll go for four.
Go for four. Well, Amy says, plan on three cocktails per person. Unless, of course, you're having to press your luck staff, and you better count on 30. Bob gets a spin, and Pamela, no. David gets three spins. And second question. A Jonathan freckle is a discoloration of the skin of a particular type of fruit. Which kind of fruit may be susceptible to Jonathan freckles, David?
Bananas.
Is the correct answer bananas, pears, or apples? Bob?
I'll agree with the bananas.
Bananas for Bob. Pamela?
Pears.
Pears. Hey, gang, the fruit you get Jonathan freckles on is apples. Jonathan, apples, friends. David. Okay. I didn't know either. I don't write the questions. Boy, they're starting to attack. All right. Third question. No spins. Moving right along. Am I echoing? A little? Yeah, it's a little bit of an echo. It must be my majestic voice. The two largest car makers in the world are American. One is General Motors. What's the other? David?
Ford.
Is the correct answer Ford, American Motors, or Chrysler? Bob?
Chrysler.
Bob says it's Chrysler. Pamela?
Ford.
Ford. The world's second largest car maker is Ford. That means that Pamela gets a spin, and David goes to six. A lot of spins for David. Here's the fourth question. Question? Yes, like a quester and a question. Okay. Butter, bib, endive, and iceberg. Bob?
Is lettuce.
Are all types of what? Is the correct answer lettuce, beans, or houseplants? Pamela?
Lettuce.
Lettuce, says Pamela. David?
Lettuce.
Lettuce. They're houseplant. No, they're not. They're lettuce! Of course, Bob goes to four, Pamela two, and David to seven. And you all have a chance to convert those pins into bucks. So don't go away. We're talking money. We'll be back. And Rod's going to tell us what we're playing for. No, he's not. I just want to see if Rod was awake. Sometimes he just goes away. After playing for money, $13,000. Is that right, Rod?
That's right.
That's what I figured. There's also some whammies up on the board, so be very careful. The player who ends this round with the most money gets to play last in the final round. That's where you want to be. It's the advantageous place to be. You can pass your remaining spins during your turn if you have a fear of the whammy. And, of course, four whammies put you out of the game in the parking lot in your car. Bye-bye. Okay? Fewest spins goes first. Pamela, 2, $0.
Okay,
big
I'm going
money
big
for Pamela.
And a spin. Come on. $6. Stop.
Stop at $300. One spin left. $300 for you, Pamela.
$6.
Here we go. Stop at $300 more. That's $600. Good start. Stay away from the whammy. Let's go to Bob, our champ, with 4 spins. You ready, champ?
Gonna win big this time. Big bucks, and stop.
Stop at $300. Bob, out of your system. 3 spins left. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here
Let's
we
go. Win.
Big bucks. No whammies. Stop
at a brass bed, Bob.
Okay.
And valued at $600. 2 spins left, tied with Pamela for first place.
Winning big. Big bucks. No whammies. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at $450. Okay. $1,050. You've got first place for now with 1 spin left. What are you going to do with it, Bob?
I'm gonna play it.
Gonna play it.
Go.
Here goes. Looking for
big
a bigger
bucks,
lead.
Big bucks. No whammy. Stop.
Stop at $1,250. That brings you up to $2,300. First place for now. Let's see what David can do with 7 spins. He
all
wants
right,
to play
all
last
right,
in the next round, too.
Let's go. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at
$1,250.
Well, at least you apologize, David. 6 spins left. You want to keep going?
All right, no excuses this time. No apologies necessary. Let's go, big bucks, stop!
Stop at $300. Third place, 305 spins left.
Let's go.
Moving ahead.
Big bucks, stop!
Stop at 525. Yeah. 8 1/4. Second place, 4 spins left. You're going to throw caution to the wind?
Right,
here
let's
we go.
Let's go. Big bucks, stop!
Stop at a microwave oven. Value of the oven is $548, David. That brings you up to $1,373. About $1,000 less than Bob. 3 spins. Press your luck or pass.
Let's go, Peter.
Okay.
Let's press our luck. Let's go for $6 right here. $6. Come on.
All right. $450. $1,823, David. 2 spins left. $523 separates you and Bob.
Press my luck.
Press it on.
Let's go. No whammy. $6.
Stop at $550. You're at $2,373. $73 ahead of Bob. First place, 1 spin. You've got first place for now.
Who do I pass to, Peter?
You pass it to Bob if you passed it. $73 separates you and Bob.
Pass my luck.
Gonna go one more time. David wants to play last.
Let's go for the big one. Stop.
Stop at $650. Yeah. Eternal David. Is $3,023. The advantage in first place is yours. Pamela was $600 and Bob was $2,300. And we shall return, I promise, with a whole new round of questions and answers and spins. So stick with us. Opportunity to redeem yourselves by earning some more spins, answering these questions, and you know spins become bucks on this show. Are you ready for your first one? The size of our feet increases from morning to afternoon to evening. So what time of day should be avoided when shopping for new shoes, Bob?
The evening.
Is the correct answer the evening, the morning, or the afternoon, Pamela?
I would say afternoon.
Afternoon for Pamela. David?
I think the morning.
The morning. Each of you differs. According to you, we never buy shoes. The new shoes may be too tight if you buy them in the morning, so don't. It's morning. David gets a spin. See, you learned something. Now you know when to go shopping. In 1960, this television show had the largest audience up to that time. 75 million Americans tuned in to watch a debate between two presidential candidates. One was Richard Nixon. Bob?
John Kennedy.
Who was the other? Is the correct answer John Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, or Hubert Humphrey? Pamela?
It was Kennedy.
Pamela goes for Kennedy. David?
John Kennedy.
John Kennedy, the apparent winner of the historic debate, was indeed JFK. Bob gets a spin, three spins. Pamela gets a spin. And two. David goes to two. Next question. What kind of vegetable comes in the colors of the rainbow and in varieties like buttercup, acorn, David?
Squash.
Hubbard or turban? Is the correct answer squash, peppers, or potatoes? Bob?
Squash.
Squash, Bob?
Squash.
Pamela says squash. Those are all varieties of squash, of course. Bob goes to four, Pamela to two, and David to five. Fourth question. A resident of Jellystone National Park, this cartoon character's hobby is stealing picnic baskets. Bob?
Yogi Bear.
Who is that? Who is it that's smarter than the average bear? Is the correct answer Yogi Bear, Boo Boo, or Baloo? Pamela?
Yogi Bear.
Yogi says Pamela. David?
Yogi.
Yogi Bear is smarter than the average bear. Bob goes to seven. Pamela to three. And David to six. And all these players are coming back, but that's the last question. And they're going to be vying for the big bucks on Dress Your Luck. So hurry back. We're going to have some fun. Going. Who wants the $80,000? Oh, you're all. It's greed. It's greed. But there is $80,000 up there. One prize worth more than $5,000. Some whammies. Be careful. And dollar-wise, we have Pamela at $600 and Bob at $2,300 and David, $3,023. You're going to play last because you won the first round. Least amount of money, Pamela, $600. Three spins. Want to make some money?
Yes.
Let's go for big bucks.
Okay, come on. Big bucks. Big bucks. I need a spin, too. Stop.
Stop it. Oh, whammy. $600 gone, Pamela, but you have two spins. Let's go for the $5,000 in a spin.
Okay,
what do you
come
say?
On.
Okay, 5, big bucks.
Come on, $5,000. Stop.
Stop at $1,500 in a spin.
Yeah, okay,
you got it. Two spins
right.
Left. Third place.
Big
here
bucks,
we go.
Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $750 in a spin.
Okay,
$2,250.
Come
two
on,
spins.
Big bucks. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $800.
Okay.
$3,050. One more spin.
I need
you're in first place.
Bucks. I need bigger bucks.
Stop at $1,000 in a spin. $4,050. One spin left, first place.
I need big bucks. Big bucks.
Stop at Washington, D.C., Pamela.
Okay,
that trip is valued at $2,216, $6,266. You acquitted yourself quite well in the lead by about $3,000. Let's go to Bob, our champion, 2,307 spins. Bob.
Okay. Big bucks.
Stop at $1,500 in a spin. $3,800. Still seven spins, Bob. Second place.
Big bucks.
Stop at $2,000. $5,800. Six spins. Still second place. $466. Less than Pamela.
Let's go.
All right.
Big bucks. And stop.
Stop at $600. That's $6,400. First place. Five spins. What are you going to do? All right.
Big bucks.
Stop. Ran off with your $6,400, Bob, but you have four big spins left. You want to start again?
I think I should make some money.
All right, here we go.
Okay, let's play.
Big bucks, give me an extra spin, no whammies, and stop.
Stop it. Move one space to $1,000 and a spin or $2,000.
I'll take the $1,000 and a spin.
$1,000 and a spin is yours. You still have four spins, $1,000. Rolling again.
Go. Big bucks, and stop.
Stop at $500. $1,500, third place, three spins. Press your luck or pass.
Okay, let's go again. Another spin, and stop.
Stop at $1,400. You're back up. $2,900, third place. $123 separates you and David from first, second, third place. Two spins.
Earn myself a spin here. Let's play the board.
All right.
Keep going.
Big bucks. No whammies.
Stop at a $750 and a spin. You're up to $3,650 and you still have two spins, second place.
Got to keep going.
All right.
Give me another spin here. On a roll.
No whammies. Big bucks win big.
Stop at $2,500. $6,150. About $116 away from first place. One spin.
Gonna play it.
Playing it, Bob.
Big buck, big buck, big buck. No whammies, give me a spin.
Stop at $700 spin. Work yourself up from last place to first place, $68.15. You still have one spin. What are you going to do, Bob?
I got to play it.
All right, he's going again. $68.50 on the line.
Give me a spin and stop.
Stop at $500. Bob, what a bill. You climbed to $73.50 first place. Now let's see what David can do with six spins and $3,023.
Let's go,
David.
Let's go. All 80,000 of it. Let's go. Stop.
Stop at 750. That's 38,773. Five spins left.
How about a double? And stop.
Stop at $1,000 and a spin. 47,73. Still five spins. David.
Let's go.
All right.
Let's go. Double your bucks. Let's go and stop.
Stop at $1,500 and a spin. That brings your total up to $6,273. Oh, is this close? About $1,100 away from Bob. Five spins, second place. What are you going to do?
Let's go at least.
All right.
Let's go. Big
bucks, $5,000
right here.
$7 separates Pamela and David. Stop it. Go back two spaces for $3,000 and a spin. You're at $9,273. You still have five spins in first place. By about,
let's press my luck.
All right, he's going ahead.
Let's go. Double right now. Stop.
Stop and go back two spaces of $3,000 and a spin again. $12,273. You still have five spins, David. You're up almost $5,000 on Bob.
And I will pass to Bob, is that correct?
You pass to Bob, that's right. All five.
I'll pass. All five.
All five go to Bob. Here they are. Two whammies, $73.50, and five big spins, Bob. Here we go.
Hey, we're going big. Big bucks, and stop.
Stop at double your money and a spin. Whoa, Bob. You're now up to $14,700. First place. Four spins you have to take. Here it comes. Let's see if you can hold on to the 14-7.
Hey, Big bucks on a roll. Let's go and stop.
Stop and pick a corner. A whammy, puerta vallarta, or $2,000. I know one you're not picking.
I'll pick it. It's $2,000.
$2,000. You got it, Bob. $16,700. Three more to avoid that whammy. Let's see what happens.
Big bucks, no whammy.
Stop and pick a corner again. $22.50, $1,500 and a spin, or $2,000.
$22.50.
You got it, Bob. Your total is now $18,950. Two more spins. Let's see what you can do.
Big bucks, and stop.
Stop. Bob, $18,950. Wow. We're going to take the one spin in the pass column, move it to the earn column. Look at the audience feels bad. How do you think Bob feels? Two spins in the earn column. You have three whammies. One more puts you out of the game. If you want to, you can pass it to David. What are you going to do?
I can't win with zero. I'm going to play.
Going to play? All right, Bob, here we go. Looking for big bucks.
Big.
A whammy makes David the champion.
Okay, big bucks and stop.
Stop at a whammy. And David, you are the champion today with $12,273. And we'll be right back. We'll talk about your winnings after this word. All right, we're back with today's big trusty luck winner, David, with $12,273. And David, if all goes as planned, Rod Roddy will tell you everything you've won. Rod?
I certainly will, Peter. David, you've won Whirlpool's microwave oven, a defrost guide, a microcomputer push button controls to program all cooking cycles, times, and power with the touch of a finger by a Whirlpool Corporation. That prize totals $548. Combined with the $11,725 in cash you've won, gives you a grand total, David, of $12,273.
Congratulations.
All right. Congratulations, David. 12,273. You get to come back and try it again. And let's see. We got Bob leaving with $5,000 and a bunch of whammies, Bob. Nice having you with us. Good luck to you. And Pamela, you will be leaving with some nice prizes so you don't go away empty-handed. I thank you for playing and press your luck. Until next time when we see David, this is Peter DeMarcus saying so long for Press Your Luck. Bye-bye.
Tuesday, November 25th, Heidi Bohe, Alfonso Rivero here, putting the finishing touches on today's episode of GSN Live. Fun games, big prizes are on the way, so get yourself comfy.
And get yourself ready to win. And today you can walk off with jewelry, gift cards, and a fantastic trip to, wait for it, beautiful Costa Rica.
Oh, all right, get ready to call, log on at the top of the hour. Alex Trebek is throwing on his blazer as we speak, and Jeopardy is coming right up, so don't go anywhere, okay? We'll be back.
I'm Alex.
Here it comes! From the Bob Barker Studio at CBS in Hollywood. Television's most exciting hour of fantastic prizes, the fabulous 60 Minute Price is Right. Shanna Eicher, come on down. Susan Massey, come on down. Rachel, Q, come on down!